I've built a lifestyle around being true to myself. Largely, maybe a big reason is because of, you know, my mom used to always tell me as a kid to follow my heart, follow my dreams. I never made decisions for money or for external things. And I always trusted if I was true to myself, these things would follow. And so, you know, my professional life, my foundation, my school, I only work with people who I feel are ethically aligned, who have a good energy, who I feel really good about intuitively. I keep empty space in my life. I rarely have more than one or two meetings a day. My life is about quality, not quantity. It's about depth and not breadth. My business is based on doing very, very deep and very excellent work with just a handful of people. And so I really like to cultivate quality as a way of life. And I believe that when you're not cultivating quality, you're essentially cultivating sloppiness. And so,
right.
You know, the idea of building the musculature of quality and being like a heat-seeking missile for me. And I take great pleasure in observing the beauty of the little moments in life.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, my lifestyle is based on, you know, I'm working out every day. I just focus on structuring a day that will allow for my creative process to be rich. I'm present with my son. My office is at home. I'm with him in the morning. I'm with him. I see him throughout the day. I'm with him. I give him his bath and read him his story at night. I'm with him. I've eliminated almost all travel that takes me away from my boy. I'm going to a conference this weekend. I'm taking my wife and my baby are coming with me. And I really build a life around being true, and I don't build it around anything material. And that's really the essence of how I personally relate to this question. Of course, there's different solutions for everybody, but that works for me.
This-